Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Tes Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav and Aleph at the Mishnah. Makum shenagu limkor behema daka lanochrim, moichrim, makum shenagu shloi limkor, a moichrim. And we take up the next few words. In a place where it's customary to sell small animals, like sheep and goats, to idolaters, one may sell. In a place where it's customary not to sell them, one may not sell. Uvachol makum a moichrim lahem behema gasa, agolim, mesiachim, shlemim, ushvurim. And in all places, one may not sell them large animals, like oxen, calves, and young donkeys, both uninjured and injured. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvua, Rabbi Yehuda permits them selling them injured ones. Ben b'seira matir b'sus, and ben b'seira permits selling them a horse. The Gemara says, "My umutu l'gadel." The question is, why would a Jew have a small animal to sell? Isn't it prohibited for a Jew to breed small animals in Eretz Yisrael? And Rabbi Abba kugoin mahir shu shisha asa mil al shisha asa mil having by meima mandam umutu l'mkar umutu l'gadel umandam asa l'mkar asa liyached. Rabbi Abba answers, when he bred them in an arid area, 69-60 mil. The students want to suggest that the one who rules that it's permitted to sell a small animal to an idolater as they're not suspected of bestiality, it's also permitted to allow one's animal to be alone with an idolater for that same reason. And this disagrees with the Mishnah that teaches later on that one may not leave his animal at an inn of idolaters because of this suspicion. Rabbi Yonah b'Blaza b'shem Rav, v'afilu kamanda amma muta limkor osa liyached. Rabbi Yonah and b'Blaza quoting Rav said, even according to the one who said it's permitted to sell them, it's permitted to leave one's animal secluded with them. Ma ben imkor, ma ben yached. The question is, what's the difference between selling and allowing seclusion? B'shashu moichel lo kevehem toy shel akam hi, b'shashu miyached lo kevehem toy shel yisor hi, v'hu choshed oleh. The answer is, when he sells his animal, it becomes the animal of the idolater, and he won't want to potentially cause this animal to become sterile by having relations with it. But when he allows the idolater to be secluded with his animal, it's still his animal, and the idolater is not concerned about that. Makom shenagu shel yimkor, e moichim. The Mishnah taught that in a place where it's customary not to sell small animals, one may not sell them to idolaters. Now, why is this? Because he removes his animal from the mitzvah of giving the first shearings of its wool to the kohen. The question is, so why is a goat prohibited? The answer is because he removes its offspring from the mitzvah of giving the firstborn to the kohen. So the question is, what if it's male? The answer is because he removes it from the mitzvah of giving the various gifts of the front leg, the cheek, and the stomach to the kohen. The question is, if so, one should not be able to sell wheat to an idolater as he removes it from the mitzvah of separating challah, and one should not be able to sell wine and oil to an idolater because he removes them from reciting a blessing on them. Rather, this line of reasoning can't be true, and the real reason that the custom in some places is not to sell a small animal to the idolater is as a decree, lest one allow his animal to be secluded with an idolater. The Mishnah taught that in all places one may not sell large animals to them. Why does this prohibition apply to all and doesn't depend on the custom? A large animal involves a potential sin offering because a Jew may not have his animal do malacha on Shabbos, and a small animal does not involve a sin offering because malacha is not usually done by small animals. The Gemara asks, "Ve'ina chole, ve'ina gozes amar," but one may milk and shear small animals, which are malachas. Tamanhi mischayebes b'am hacha hu mischayev. The answer is, a large animal does malacha itself, but a small animal does not do the malacha of milking or shearing. It's done to by the person who owns it. So if the idolater does, then the Jew does not transgress. Rabbi Ami Babloy b'shem Rabbanon, the Talmon, pa'amim shemoichol al nisayon v'hu machzira la'achas shloisha yomim v'nimsa oivel avoda b'behemtoy shel Yisrael. Another answer is, Rabbi Ami of Bavel, quoting Rabbanon, say that sometimes a Jew would sell the animal to the idolater for a trial period, and the idolater returns it after 3 days, meaning that ultimately the idolater worked with a Jew's animal. The question is, though, if so, only selling on trial should be prohibited, but not on trial should be permitted. And the Gemara answers that when not on trial is prohibited because of this case of doing it on trial. And the Gemara asks, if a person transgressed and sold a small animal to an idolater in a place where the custom is not to do so, do we penalize him that he must buy it back from the idolater even if it's going to cost him double the price? I think my answer is, just as we penalize him for transgressing a clear prohibition, like selling a large animal, so we also penalize him for transgressing a custom. But from where do we know that we penalize for transgressing the clear prohibition of selling a large animal to an idolater. Chad bar nash zavin gam leila awamai. Asa uvda koimi reish lokish v'kansi v'difla begen di chaze le gamla. A person once sold a camel to an Aramean. The case came before Reish Lakish, and he penalized the man to pay up until double the value to buy it back from the idolater. Amr b'yosi b'bun, l'salsa kanas v'avasavchin le bara d'mesalsa l'aramai. Rabbi Yosi bar Bun disagreed. He says they penalized the agent who made the deal, and they called him this derogatory name, Bara de Mesalsa Laramai, the son who makes deals with Arameans. Roshimen ben Lakish, Karebi Yuda, Tatani. Rabbi Lakish follows the Rabbi Yuda as the Baisa taught, and here we have a different gifter of the Baisa. Halekeach, Uba Parasa Shalai Kechavim, Mamoichelai, Afafisha Enu Ashai, Vamishatiflai, Vanoisinlai Vashutras, and Makabo Hemenu, Vanoisinlai Vakabola, Potter Minabachira. One who buys the offspring of a cow from an idolater when the offspring was still unborn, or if a Jew transgressed and sold it to an idolater, or an idolater who bought in a Jew as a partner over the entire cow and entire fetus, or a Jew who brought in an idolater, or a Jew who received the animal of an idolater to rear and divided the offspring with the idolater, or vice versa. In all of these cases, it is exempt from the laws of the firstborn. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Makabo Min Ha'Eved Kechavim, Af Al Pi She'Eino Rashai, Harei Zeh Ma'aleh B'Shavav V'Noisen Chetzi Damav L'Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda says, even one who transgressed and partnered with an idolater by receiving his animal to rear, if it is a firstborn calf, they evaluate it and give half of the value to a Kohen, because the Jew's half is owed to the Kohen. V'Noisen Lai V'Kabola, Af Al Pi She'Eino Rashai, Harei Zeh Ma'aleh Oisei, V'Fila Asor B'Shavav Litin Damav L'Kohen. And one who transgressed and gave a pregnant cow to an idolater to rear and split the profits, he's penalized to be required to redeem it from the idolater, even if he'll need to pay 10 times its value to do so. The Chacham says, since the finger of the idolater is in the middle, it is exempt from the laws of the firstborn. Man dama of Yuda, Mishim Hilchus Bechoyra, Man dama Mishim Ben Lakish, Lehilchus Behema Gasa. Reish Lakish follows Rabbi Yuda, but is more stringent than him. Rabbi Yuda only penalized for removing the offspring from the laws of the firstborn, which is a Torah commandment, but Reish Lakish penalized even for transgressing the law of selling a large animal to an idolater, which is only a rabbinic enactment.